safety.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out,
way out.
Where I wanna be, 'cause that's the place for me.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm your host, Dave Nelson, and for the next 60 minutes, we will explore the vinyl history of rock and roll, zeroing in on the lesser-heard world of B-sides and album cuts, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary, incorporating everything from the blues of the 30s to the rock and roll of today. This is the music we love. Let's give it the respect it deserves. This week's Vinyl Garage wishes you a happy belated Halloween with a collection of cuts that may or may not directly relate to the holiday. So, a little bit of listener participation, which could actually involve listening to the lyrics and using your imagination, may be required. Don't worry, you can do it.
lips. Sparks fly from her fingertips. Echoed voices in the night. She's a restless spirit on an endless flight.
Ooh, witchy woman, see how high she flies. Ooh, witchy woman, she got the moon in her eyes.
She held me spellbound in the night.
Ooh.
Dancing shadows and firelight. Crazy laughter in another room. And she drove herself to madness with a silver spoon.
Ooh, ooh, witchy woman, see how high she flies. Ooh, ooh, witchy woman, she got the
we'll be right back. let it get me. Don't let it get me out. Don't let it get me out.
Starting the All Hallows festivities with Running with the Devil from Van Halen's 1978 inaugural self-titled LP. The song was also released as the album's second single. You know the Status Quo best by their first single, 1966's Pictures of Matchstick Men. Well, fast forward 22 years to 1988 and the B-side to the Who Gets the Love single, and you'll find Halloween, a song way too good to be buried on a flip. You probably never considered the Eagles' Witchy Woman as fodder for a Halloween show. Well, here's where your imagination comes into play. The song was their second single and first top 10, written by Bernie Ledden when he was still in the Flying Burrito Brothers. I tend to enjoy more often than not bands that don't take themselves too seriously and expect you not to either. Example is the Aquabats, exclamation point, an Orange County, California band that can be classified as ska rock with comedic overtones. The Bats live shows and promo videos had them dressed as superheroes, as seen in the video for Fashion Zombies, a cut from 2005's Charge. Two exclamation points. LP. Eaten by the Monster of Love was brought to you by Sparks, found on their 1982 LP, Angst in My Pants. The song was also featured in the films Valley Girl and Cabin Fever 2. And speaking of monsters, it's apparently loose, at least according to Meatloaf.
in a cage, freedom spit in my face. It was such a disgrace that I was lonely, burned out and empty, desperate. I had my head in the noose, I had nothing to lose, had enough of abuse. So now I'm dangerous, hateful, contagious, relentless. I'm angry, I'm raging, I'm breaking. Slippery road, went for finching my soul through the wind and the cold, with no protection, just one direction, destruction. I've paid for all my mistakes, taking all it can take till I'm ready to break. Like an ambitious, it's so outrageous, it breaks us. I'm bleeding, still breathing, I'm tearing. You can change.
Trick or Treat from the Vinyl Garage.
Monster! rock. Stiff. You can do it in a coffin, you can do it in a lift.
Hey monster, monster rock. Hey monster, monster rock. Hey monster, monster rock. Everybody's doing the monster rock.
You can do it when you're clean, you can do it when you're done, you can do it when you're young, you can do it when you're 30.
Hey monster, monster rock. Everybody's doing the monster rock. Wow!
The gutter, you can do it on the moon.
Hey monster, a monster rock. Go well, hey monster, a monster rock. Come on, hey monster, a monster rock. Hey, everybody's doing the monster rock. Go well, hey monster, monster rock. Hey monster, monster rock. Come on, hey monster, monster rock. Hey, everybody's doing the monster rock. Go well, hey monster, monster rock. Hey monster. Doing the monster rock.
You made
Picking up after Meatloaf, David Bowie's Scary Monsters and Super Creeps from his RCA album of the same name. Lead by King Crimson guitarist Robert Fripp. Froome, England's not-so-favorite sons, the Bad Detectives, and their cover of the equally eccentric Screamin' Lord Sutch's Monster Rock. From a killer Lord Sutch tribute record, Monster Raving in the Long Black Coffin. From 2011. Fellow Brits Babe Ruth and their self-titled third album from 1975 with Jack-O-Lantern. And finally this set, another band representing the UK, The Specials, Ghost Town. A cut that spent 10 weeks in the British Top 40. This one you'll have to pretend it's Halloween related. The real theme being urban decay and unemployment, which were rampant in the UK at the time.
Way T sharp. I can see them in the dark. Help me. You got vampire eyes, werewolf smile, vampire eyes. Come on, drain my life a while. It's all so dark, feeling so alone. It's not quite morning, won't you let me go home? You taunt me with selfish ease. Please drain me with your disease.
Fastway's fourth LP was a soundtrack for the film Trick or Treat. Despite the movie not exactly setting records at the box office, the aforementioned soundtrack put Fastway back on top of the metal hard rock world, in part thanks to this title cut. Sad-Eyed Zombie was found on the one and only LP by the British punk pop group The Band. Far from a proper punk band, they adopted the genre only in an attempt to exploit its popularity. The Ontario, Canada band Gatto gives us the next cut with Vampire Eyes, a good band whose life was extended thanks to the Canadian content rule. Vampire Eyes was from 1981's Pretty Bad Boys LP. Closing out things this week with an obvious choice for a Halloween show, second only to Alice Cooper in the amount of material relevant to this holiday, is Ozzy Osbourne. Between his solo career and his time as lead singer for Black Sabbath, more than 10 cuts would fit this show's subject, but we're going with Zombie Stomp from 1991's No More Tears LP, a quadruple platinum record that featured four top 10 singles and a Grammy-winning track. Good hour of your life you'll never get back spent listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, your undying allegiance, or outright disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook.com/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening. Now, sir, off the machine or something.